Welcome back to Question Medicine, where we are asking medical questions and giving medical answers based on recent medical literature. And today's question is, does topical lidocaine work for neck pain? Does topical lidocaine work for cervical neck pain? You ponder that question, and I'll be back in 15 seconds. Andrew Bilt, sunny St. Petersburg, Florida. Let's do this thing, shall we? Here is the deal, my friends. Here is the deal. Treating neck pain is a pain in the, well, that body part that's a lot lower than the neck. It's a pain in the rear. It's a pain in the buttocks, if you will. It is difficult to treat because it doesn't really seem like there's any magic bullet for it. I mean, we can give NSAIDs and topical lotions and creams, and obviously we want to stay away from the opioids, but there is no one-size-fits-all. It's like anything in the pain world, really. It can be quite frustrating. But now we ask ourselves, we are wondering, does topical lidocaine help in cervical neck pain? This comes from a paper from the American Society of Anesthesiologists. It is a multi-center, randomized, placebo-controlled crossover trial evaluating topical lidocaine for mechanical cervical neck pain. This took 76 adults that received lidocaine patch. It was the ZT-Lido 1.8, if you must know, the ZT-Lido 1.8 or placebo daily for 4 weeks. And then after 1 week washout period, they received the other treatment for 4 weeks. So each person was acting as their own control. You got the active arm, the ZT-Lido 1.8, and then you got just a placebo patch. And those are the two patches you got, and then you did it for a month, you washed out for a week, and then you got the other one, whichever one you didn't get the first time. And then they would say, what is your pain, you know, during each month? And obviously, we would hope, or the drug company definitely hopes, that your pain is going to be lower when you're on the active arm or on the ZT-Lido 1.8. The ZT-Lido 1.8 is an expensive lidocaine patch. Its list price is right about $15 per patch. But if you can get approval from the FDA to treat neck pain, you might have just came up in the game, my friends, because currently this lidocaine patch is only FDA approved for treating patients with postherpetic neuralgia. Postherpetic neuralgia, that is it. But it would be so nice if you could say, we will treat postherpetic neuralgia and neck pain. And then, because once you have the approval for neck pain, ideally you can just count on or based on the fact that people are going to write it for all kinds of back pain, and then you've made a bazillion trillion dollars. That's how it works. Well, let's dig into the study. At baseline, the median pain scores on a 0 to 10 point scale were around 5 for average pain and 8 for even a worse or more severe pain. If you got the active arm, the ZT lidocaine patch, baby, you decrease your pain score by 1 point. And if you got placebo, you decrease your pain score by 0.5. This is a 0.5 improvement on a 10-point scale. That is not statistically nor clinically significant, and I know that if you've ever been a listener of Questioning Medicine at all, you probably already knew that. I will open and honestly admit, I am the first one to say that treating pain is hard. Treating neck pain is hard. Treating back pain is hard. Treating pain is just really hard to do. And I'll openly and honestly admit I have written for lidocaine patches before when it comes to neck pain or back pain because it seemed like musculoskeletal and I didn't want to give an opioid and they said the NSAID wasn't working and they refused to even try the Tylenol and you just feel like you're running out of things to do. So I just tried the lidocaine patch. Did I think it was actually going to help? No, probably not. Not in the back of my head. But I also was running out of things or options for them and they were frustrated. I was frustrated. Everyone in the room is frustrated. So why not give it a lidocaine patch? I have written for diclofenac gel. I've written for topical capsaicin. I've written for everything. I'll be honest. I've written for everything. But the evidence supporting any of these modalities is minimal or non-existent. And unfortunately, treating neck pain is just a pain in the butt. And giving a $15 patch is not only not significant, not beneficial, but also expensive. So you're not saving them pain and you're costing them money. That's no good for anyone. I think ultimately the takeaway bottom line from me is ZT-Lido 1.8% or the lidocaine prescription patch that costs $15 per prescription is a brand name lidocaine patch currently FDA approved for post-herpetic neuralgia, and it will stay that way for now as it did not beat placebo for the treatment of patients with chronic non-specific neck pain. If you like this podcast, then please give it a review. But I know, I'm just like you. I don't give every podcast a review. So let's just be honest. If you like the podcast, just share it with a friend so we can all be a little bit better, one question at a time. And with that, I will end this podcast as I've ended every single one before it. Wait for the music. Until next time, keep the quest in questioning.